You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right, like the dude just said. Well, listen, in keeping with today's theme of getting to know the candidates, we've been talking U.S. Senate race. I did a whole segment there called Run the Numbers, where we bet to the polls, because the polls have been all over the place in this race, man. Every single one of the top three candidates has been the top candidate at one point in time. And then, I'll just be honest with you, nobody has ever polled in a position to avoid runoff. So what we're looking at right now is like I said a little while ago, it's like the Kentucky Derby from last Saturday. It's just like, okay, whose race is it? Let's get into the final stretch and see who pulls ahead. Right now on the phone with us, we got Congressman Mo Brooks, who's been representing Congressional District 5 as part of the Alabama delegation now since 2011. He is a longtime conservative. You can see it in his voting record, and that's why he's been endorsed by a group called Club for Growth. And Congressman Mo Brooks is one of the top candidates for U.S. Senate right now. Congressman Brooks, how are you doing today?
Doing great. How about yourself?
I'm doing well, sir. Thank you for calling in. I know that you've got a busy schedule. You do not have the luxury of just campaigning without any other job getting in the way. You still got to be up there to deal with Pelosi, I guess.
That is correct. Right now I'm outside in Washington, D.C. at the United States Capitol at one of our balconies.
Well, thank you for that. I tell you what, that's a never-ending target-rich environment up there right now for dealing with liberals, because Pelosi still has sway in terms of setting the agenda. Just yesterday, you guys, or maybe it was today, you dealt with a bill to spend $40 billion in U.S. To Ukraine again. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, it was a difficult vote. It ended up passing overwhelmingly in the House by about an 8 or 9 to 1 ratio. In our Alabama delegation, it was 6 voting for it, 1 voting against. I certainly understand the 1 no vote on it. But we've got people whose lives are at stake, and they're fighting for freedom and liberty. And they're also taking on the Russians at the same time, with communist China looking over our shoulders to see how we handle this, as China's trying to decide whether to attack Taiwan, which could potentially trigger a nuclear exchange. So there are all sorts of aspects to these kinds of votes, and that pretty well summarizes. You could be on either side, but the vast majority were on the side of fighting Putin.
Well, and so I respect that. Let me ask you, one thing that we're not seeing, though, out of the executive branch is a plan. I mean, as we continue to provide necessary support, and by the way, latest headlines are showing that the Ukrainians are actually in a counteroffensive near Kharkiv and pushing Russian troops back towards their own borders. And that's pretty epic when you consider their underdog position in this fight. But all that to say, what we're not hearing from the Biden administration is what the plan is. Is there a plan that you're aware of right now that says where we're going in all this?
Yes, the plan is to assist Ukraine with the military equipment and also the humanitarian aid that is necessary for them to continue their fight. Without the United States military aid that's been given so far, Ukraine would be in a far different position against the Russian invasion.
Well, I think that's a given, and Alabama's in the thick of that. We've got our own entities right here at Redstone in your district that are participating in the logistical support and in the aerial support with intelligence, and then you've also got Javelin missiles being built right down the road in Troy, Alabama.
Yep.
It's
now, let me be real clear. If I had a magic wand and I could say what to do with this money, it'd have been a whole lot different. But that was the choice that was given to me by the Republican and Democrat leadership of the House. And so, as I mentioned, 6 of the 7 of us from our delegation voted yes, 1 voted no.
What's going to happen in the Senate when it gets up across the rotunda there? Is it going to pass the Senate?
I hope it will be amended, but yes, I do believe that it will pass the Senate eventually in some form.
What form,
I'm unsure.
What kind of amendments would you hope for personally? What would you be looking for?
Well, if I had that magic wand, I would use this money as a lure to encourage other free world countries to participate to a greater degree. All too often, it's the United States of America that is sacrificing our treasury, risking our lives. And I want Europe to take a lead role by way of example. Maybe do some kind of match. Hey, for every $3 you guys throw in, since it's your continent, we'll throw in one or a one-for-one match or something to encourage Europe to take greater responsibility for the cost, both humanitarian and military, aid that is being given.
Well, no, I totally agree with that, and that actually was Trump's agenda when it came to NATO before, was to make them begin to pony up and to provide more of their own support towards NATO. Many of them were not fulfilling their actual obligations, not just what we wanted them to do, but their true obligations. Their commitments to NATO weren't being fulfilled. So, yes, sir, let's hope that comes true. Hey, let me switch gears on you there, Congressman. So I had a caller who called in earlier. I gave him a little bit of an answer on this. And before I do that, let me say this too, by the way. I have invited the top three candidates in this race to the show. We had Mike Durant on earlier. You always are super available and make yourself accessible. And Katie Britt has once again declined to be on the show. So there's that. That being said, you and Mike Durant have both been asked the same question from this listener. As to your economic credentials, dealing with the fact that Biden is announced yesterday again that he believes that everything to blame, it comes from the Trump administration, it was related to COVID, and it has to do with Putin, and that's why prices are where they are and you can't buy baby formula. What are your credentials in terms of economic policy? Talk about that for a minute.
Well, by way of background, I graduated from Duke University with distinction in economics. Distinction is their highest honor and a major. So I have a little bit of economic background, and I've kept track of economic theories and developments ever since I graduated from Duke University. And going to Joe Biden, he has not a clue what he's talking about, or else he does know and he's lying. One of those two choices.
Well, there you go. And that, too, somebody reminded me, one of my favorite all-time clips was you on, was it CNN or MSNBC, where they kind of snidely said, what, do you have a degree in economics or something? And you were able to say, well, yes, I do, actually, with honors from Duke. What show was that? I don't even remember.
Contessa Brewer, MSNBC.
And MSNBC, that figures. All right, well, listen, all right, the polls are all over the place, Congressman. There's going to be a runoff. Right now, the most recent poll came out. This one, you know, apparently it's Katie Britt's turn to be in the lead, according to a poll. But it's got you in second, and close behind, it's got Mike Durant. You've dealt with an inordinate amount of negative campaign ads against you since this campaign began. What is there anything you want to clarify regarding negative campaigning or things that you wish would come through about you that perhaps people haven't heard?
Well, the Katie Britt campaign has been shamelessly dishonest about me, and for that matter, about Mike Durant. I wish I had the financial resources to rebut their deceptive attack ads, but I do not. And that's one of the things that the Katie Britt knows, so they're trying to take advantage of the lack of financial resources. I'm not catering to the special interest groups like she does. I'm not fond of the way that Mitch McConnell is handling matters in the Senate like she is. And so they're pouring in tons of money to try to make sure that she wins, because Katie Britt is the establishment wing candidate and she is the puppet of the special interest groups. Mike Durant, you'd have to ask him why he hasn't spent the kind of money that's required to respond. But to give you an example, each response ad would cost about $750,000. If you're going to get the 1,000 gross rating points along with the production costs. So that's a very expensive endeavor. What I ask people to look at is very simply a broad picture kind of response. I've been elected to public office 14 times. My average reelection percentage has exceeded 75%. That's 11 out of 14 were reelections. If any of these things were true that are in these Katie Britt attack ads, how in the world would I have ever been elected once, much less 14 times? So that's kind of, you know, I'm hoping people put on their thinking caps, and if so, they'll get to the bottom of it. But if you want me to go into detail, I'll go into detail on one of them.
Yeah.
It was a 60-second attack ad by Katie Britt. It was on border security, trying to portray me as weak on border security, falsely proclaiming that Katie Britt is strong on border security when she's not, and then was using words that I said about Donald Trump's immigration plan. Well, what she didn't tell anybody is the immigration plan I was talking about was poorly thought out, and it was a year and a half before Donald Trump became president. And it was a three-step plan. First announcement, hey, I'm going to deport all illegal aliens. I'm going, thumbs up, this might be the guy supporting the Republican primary for president, this being back in 2015. The second part of the plan that's rolled out, we're going to build a great big wall, and I'm going double thumbs up. But then, unfortunately, Donald Trump caught some flack from the Bleeding Hearts. They tried to persuade him that maybe he was being a little bit too harsh with illegal aliens, certain groups of them. And Donald Trump then added the third iteration. The third iteration was, but after I deport them, hey, I know how to build a great big beautiful door in this great big beautiful wall I'm going to construct, and we'll let them all back in legally. And I'm going, wait a second, from an economic perspective, that doesn't make sense. You're going to spend tens of billions of dollars to build a wall. You're going to spend tens of billions of dollars to deport illegal aliens and then let them all back in? What about the adverse effect that has on Americans who are struggling to make ends meet or having their wages suppressed or having their jobs taken by cheap foreign labor? This is not a workable plan. Now, fortunately, Donald Trump listened to me. He listened to Senator Jeff Sessions. He listened to a lot of other border security experts, so that by the time he was sworn in as President of the United States, he had a really good border security plan. So what I did was a success story, but that's not the way Katie Britt tries to portray it. And of course, she does not tell people the truth about what transpired. She didn't even tell people that the plan I was very critical of was a trial balloon plan in the summer of 2015, a year and a half before Donald Trump became president.
All right.
She also doesn't tell the audience that I supported Donald Trump's plan once he was president.
Well, no, and they won't tell you that. Listen, Congressman,
very deceitful.
It's every single day like this right now, and I've been telling my audience, you've got to wade through the attack ads, take it with a grain of salt. If they don't say I'm the candidate and I support this message, then it means it was being run against them by somebody else.
Let me give you another example.
Yeah, we got about a minute and a half
him
here
for being born in New Hampshire. I mean, give me a break. He doesn't have control over his birthplace, but that's an attack point right now by Katie Britt. That's wrong.
Which is a cheap attack point because most of the military community here in this listening area wasn't born here.
Yeah, we travel all over the place.
Absolutely. Well, listen, Congressman, we've got, like, I call it 13 and a wake up. Where can folks go to find out more about your campaign or see you on the stump? Where are you going to be?
Well, please go to mobrooks.com. That's my website. And basically, if you want a principled conservative you can rely on based on my voting record, my history, vote Mo Brooks. If you want to do a crapshoot, roll the dice, vote for somebody else. Maybe they'll be good, maybe not, but I would submit that right now is not the time to take a chance with the future of America.
All right, Congressman, thank you. 13 days in a wake-up, we start counting the votes. You have a great time, and listen, hang in there.
Thank you.
All right, take care. All right, folks, that was a good run. He's definitely got some thoughts and some experiences. We'll talk about it more when I get back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. We'll be right back.